Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to My Transformation. As you listen to the shows, ask God, Lord, what is the message for me today? What do you want me to know for my life today? Thank you again for listening to My Transformation. May God bless you always. This will be another recording. I had my meditation in the car because my hours are early in the morning to evening. So now I do my meditations in my car. So I'll be playing a recording for you again. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. It came out pretty clear for me. So I'm going to turn the volume all the way up again and start from there. Thank you again for listening to My Transformation. Today is April 16, 2013. And today's message is from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And also Mark, chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Matthew 3, 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Mark 3:28-29. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewithsoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. I'm going to read the little bit of notes that I have, because I had to stop writing my notes. But I'm just going to read what I have, and then I'll talk to you from there. Even Jesus had to be baptized. He came in the flesh and was baptized, And when he went down as God in the flesh, he came up with the Spirit of God the Father shining on him. Then God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John the Baptist didn't want to baptize Jesus. He didn't feel worthy and said that Jesus should be the one baptizing him. And I stopped my notes there because I was like, God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Because I'm reading this and I know that Jesus had to be baptized to show us the baptism, how the Holy Spirit will latch itself on you once you are baptized. But I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to describe. Let me talk a little bit. I still can't talk. Because I know God is like trying to like really help us understand that He forgives sins. It doesn't matter how bad we are. Because I start to think about all kinds of things. Like some people think they're not good enough to be saved. They think they're not worthy. It's like John the Baptist. He was saying there's going to be someone coming greater than I. You know, so he was baptized until the God came. And then when he saw Jesus, he knew that that was the one he was waiting for. And so he didn't even feel like he was worthy to baptize Jesus because he said, "You should be baptizing me." You know, and so there's probably people out there that feel that they are not worthy of forgiveness, that they have done so much bad, so much wrong in their lives, or they feel so low or separated that they don't feel worthy of forgiveness. I was there. Remember, I said, I'm the only one in the world that Jesus does not love. So I was lower than low. And I was so low, my mom was sick, and I couldn't even pray. And the reason I couldn't pray is because I didn't think my prayer was going to be heard. So I didn't want to waste time praying for my mom when somebody who I know God would hear can pray for her. So I asked a friend of mine to pray for my mom because I was that low, that out of touch, that separate from God. At least I thought I was. Because God is always there. Even if we feel that He's not, even if we feel that we are at our lowest point, God is always there. So I start thinking about stuff like that. That's why I just stopped writing my notes, because I'm believing that God is trying to really help us to understand that He is a forgiving God. He will forgive us. All we have to do is confess. All we have to do is want to be with Him again. All we have to do is want that. Because He will forgive us. You can be a murderer. You can be a rapist. You can be a thief. You can be whatever. You can be the lowest of the low. The lowest of the low. God will forgive you if you sincerely, earnestly seek His forgiveness. He will forgive you. There is no sin that God would not forgive other than the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because that's blasphemy against the power of God. You don't blaspheme because God's power is in your face all the time. All the time. Blasphemy against the power of God, that's a sin that He will not forgive. But adultery, murder, rape, robbery, all that kind of stuff, yeah, God will forgive all that. He will forgive that. So, if you think that you're just too low, or you too bad, or you too disgusting, or whatever, to be worthy of God's forgiveness, you're not. You're not, because we're in these human bodies. God knows you better than you know yourself. God knows you. God knows how this world is. He knows how the devil uses this world and the people in it to cause all kinds of chaos and destruction and hate, greed, and that's all the devil's work. You know, he has dominion on this planet. He was cast out of heaven, okay? And so because he has dominion over the planet, he can control minds. Remember, Satan knows the word better than we do. He knows the word. He knows how to manipulate the word. He knows how to make you think one thing and it's not that. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's a trickery. He's a trickster, whatever you want to call it. But, I have to cut this short because I got to go to work. But, my God, I mean, I just stopped writing my notes because I was like, Lord, Mark 3:28-29 us before. He was talking about he will forgive you, but not the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. So I'm thinking that, yeah, God is really wants to get into your mind. He really wants you to understand that we're all sinners. No doubt, we're all sinners. And he wants you to get in your mind that there is no sin that he will not forgive other than blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. All other sins he will forgive. So you can be the worst of the worst, and God will forgive you of your sin. All you have to do is be sincere. Be sincere. Don't just, God forgive me of my sins and wash me through the blood of Jesus, and in Jesus' name, amen. That's just lip service. But you have to really, really want forgiveness. You have to really, really seek him. Because he's there. You just have to really want it from the depths of your heart. And he will forgive you. So don't ever think that you're too low or that you're unworthy. Don't think that, because God says, I am a forgiving God. And he will forgive you. Now let me go ahead and read what God gave me. Because I said, Lord, what are your words? Give me something. Give me something to share from you. And this is what he told me. You are my children. I am your father. Seek my son and follow him. He will lead you back to me. Take upon you the Spirit of God and delve into his delight. You are mine. I am yours. Find me and we shall be forever together.
That ended up being the last part of my tape. So instead of me continuing on, I just went ahead and stopped it there instead of having to turn the tape over and talk some more. But as you can tell, that last part where I had find me is when that part did not want to come through. Static came in when God was saying find him. And it's like something didn't want you to know that part or hear that part. But I just kept redoing it and redoing it. And every time I got to that fine part, I just kept being a static or you couldn't hear it at all. So I just kept redoing it and redoing it. So when I did it the last time and it was find in there three times, I said, you know, that's a trinity. I'm going to leave them finds in there because the last part finally came out clear enough for you to hear it. So I'm doing everything I can to get these messages to you. And I think I already shared with you I'm using my tape recorder. So I'm glad I didn't throw my old technology stuff away, you know, because it seems to be working for me now better than other stuff, you know. So I'm glad I held on to it. And I just want to thank you. And since I couldn't really end this on the tape, I'll just end it now. I want to thank you for listening to my transformation. And if there's anyone who's listening that believes, or even if you know someone who believes that they are unworthy, that there is no way God would forgive the things that they've done, or if there's anyone who has been made to believe that they're hell-bound and there's no hope for them, and that's it, so they might as well not even try because God is not going to hear them, don't listen to any of that. God says, I am a forgiven God. There's only one sin that God will not forgive. And if you have not committed that sin, then there is still hope for you. As long as you have breath, there is hope for you. It's only that one sin that God will not forgive. Now, how many sins are there out there? Lots of them. And we commit them every single day. One sin or another, or many sins at the same time. We're constantly committing sins. And God will forgive each and every one of them, except the one that will doom you forever. And that is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. So if you do not fall in that category, then yes, there is hope for you. Yes, God is there with his arms wide open, waiting to take you back. Yes, he's there, and he always has been there. So get up off your lowliness and self-pity or whatever you're going through. close your ears to people saying that you're going to hell and you're hellbound, there's no hope for you, that's it. Close your ears to all that. And know that, yes, you can be forgiven and God will forgive you. He says it. He says it in his word. And he keeps saying it over and over and over. Now, I don't read the news or anything, but I think there was a recent disaster somewhere because I saw a little something, but I didn't bother to read or anything. There's going to be so many things going on. And that's why God is constantly saying, I am a forgiving God. He's not asking much of us at all. Not much at all. But there's not enough people listening. And it could be that some of those people think that there's no hope for them. And I'm saying, yes, there is. Because I'm delivering to you God's word. God's word says he will forgive you. There's only one sin he will not forgive. And not too many people fall in that category, I don't think. I think more people fall into the everyday sin category than they do in the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit category. That's what I think. So even those people out there that are deceiving God-fearing people, even those people out there that's committing the worst of worst crimes, God will forgive them too. God will forgive them too. Because we're all his children. We started with him. We started with God. And we're to end with God. And those of us who do not end with God, I don't even want to go there. But God wants us to end with him because we began with him. We're supposed to be here and we're supposed to find ourselves again. We're supposed to find our way back to him. And I shared how I went in a circle, that I completed my circle. Now, at first, when I was searching, and my voice trying to go again, but when I was searching, I was going here and there and dipping in this and that, coming up with more and more questions, getting confused because there's been contradictions from this and that, this book, that book. So I was like, God, you teach me. You be my teacher. And somebody told me, when I shared this with somebody, this person said, well, God is not teaching you 101. He's sending someone to teach you, or he's sending other spirit beings to teach you. I said, whatever, it doesn't matter to me as long as I'm being taught. As long as I'm being taught. Now, this is what somebody else told me. Now, is it other people beings teaching me? Probably. But who do I give the credit to? I give it to my Father. That's who I give it to. Now, I know for a fact that God himself connected with me a couple of times because I was so angry. So angry about different things that was going on. Now, I'm talking about another level here. I'm not talking about the human stuff. I'm talking about the spirit stuff. But I was so angry. He had to come and hold me back because I was, woof! I was so angry. You probably won't understand the thing I'm saying. But if you're out there in that metaphysical world, you'll understand what I'm talking about. God himself had to hold me back. If you know about Archangel Michael, he had to hold me back many times. Many times. Because if somebody who holds a lot of power within them gets angry and start letting that power out, that's not a good sign. That's not good. It can cause all kinds of disasters. And so Archangel Michael had to hold me back himself many times. Many times. And I told you that I get put in corners. God had put me in a corner when I start getting, I wasn't there, but when I even start getting like that, he said, okay, it's time to be quiet. And he will put me in a corner to keep me from crossing that line. So God, I mean, once you get that relationship, once you know who you are and know what you can do, you can use that power to do good, to create good. Because God's power is so powerful, it can create good and it can destroy. Just like Mother Gaia. Look at water. Water can soothe and heal, make you feel good, and water can also destroy and kill. There's always that opposite. And God wants us to come back to Him. Come back to Him. Use our energy and our light to do what it was intended to do. Come from the darkness. Come from feeding the dark. And use your light to bring it, bring in good. Bring in something that is worthy. Something that can benefit the whole. Because we spend so much time in the dark. We feed the dark all the time. Just imagine if we stop feeding the dark and start feeding the light. Imagine that. What this world would be like. It'll be more like God intended for it to be like. If we stop feeding the dark. But it's so easy to feed the dark. I mean, we see it all around us. We hear it all the time. And so it's easy. It's so easy to be on the dark side. Much easier than being on the light side. Much easier. But God is calling for the light. To awaken the light within you. Come from among them and be ye separate. Come from out of the dark and connect with the light that is within you. Light is within. I can't even talk, my goodness. Light is within each and every one of us. And God said, I don't have my book with me, but He said, follow His Son. Follow His Son, and He will lead you to me. It's Jesus. Jesus is the key. How many people don't even believe in Jesus? How many people that think Jesus just another teacher, not God. Jesus is the key. God said, follow my Son. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, who felt that he wasn't even worthy to baptize Jesus. But it's written that he's to be baptized by John the Baptist. So it had to be done. John the Baptist had to obey. So that the prophecy had come true. But he didn't feel worthy. He didn't feel worthy. So there's a lot of people that probably don't feel worthy of salvation. But you are worthy. God said so. You're worthy. He wants you to come back. You're His child. He wants you to come back so He can be your father. Lord, have mercy. It is so easy. But the world makes things complicated. The world makes things confusing. The simplest thing, the simplest answer could be right in our face, but we don't see it because we're blinded with all this other stuff, blinded to the truth. The truth is so simple. It is so simple, but we like puzzles. Even when they do make changes to software and stuff like that, it usually angers me because something could be working so good for me. And then they do updates. And then when you do the update, things just don't work like it used to. Things start messing up. And that's what happened, I think, with the Skype. I did an update. It was something that I did an update on, and then it just stopped working. Just stopped working. So I'm using the Skype that's probably dated in 2003 or something. I started trying all the old Skypes to see what would work. And I ended up with this one. But when I did that update, that's when I started having my problems. And then it got worse and worse. So what's new isn't always the best. Sometimes it's best to go back to the old. So I don't know what's being taught out there these days or how God's word is being taught. I don't know any of that. All I know is it's back to basics. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. That's the basics. That's it right there. So I don't know about all this other stuff. Oh, you have to go out and be witnessing, and you have to be good in your life. You have to not sin. You have to go to church every Sunday and go to Bible study. You know, that's God didn't say that. Man is saying all that stuff. Those are man's rules and stuff. That's not what God said. That's not what God, read your Bible. Study your Bible for yourself. What does God say? not what your preacher says or your mom says or your dad says or your cousin says or anybody else. What does God say? What does God say? Everybody has their own interpretation. That's why I say this is my transformation. This is the stuff I'm learning through my relationship with God. This is the things that he's telling me. And there's some things that he tells me he has me share. He doesn't have me share everything. But he has me share certain things. And as you can see, the stuff he has me sharing are basics. It's the basics. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Salvation is a gift from God. It is not of works. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You think about all the things, all the messages that God gives me. It's letting you know it's Jesus. Jesus is your key to him. And then this last message, this is God's word. Because I was like, I didn't know what to say about those verses, about Jesus being baptized, and then he already gave us a verse he shared before about him forgiving sins, you know, except for the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. I said, God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? And those were his words. Follow his son. I mean, how many different ways do you have to be told that the key is Jesus? The key is Jesus. And it does not matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter what you're doing or what you've done or how you feel about yourself or what other people say about you. That does not matter. God says, I am a forgiving God. He says that he will forgive your sins if you believe in his son and trust in him. It's so simple. It's not complicating. It's easy. All you have to do is trust and believe. Trust and believe. And if you feel you have no connection at all with God, it's because you're just that far from him in your mind. You have a spark of God inside of you. He lives in your heart. He lives in every heart. Even the darkest heart. The light is lit. We started connected to God. God is our beginning. God is the beginning and the end. And I shared how I went in that circle. Everybody starts with God. And then we get out here and then we start dipping and dabbing here and there, doing this, doing that. Then we forget who we really are. And then we don't even care about who we are. We just want to be what we are in the moment. And then we just start catering to our flesh and believing that we are our flesh. You know the story. That's how we end up. And then we get so lost and so far from the truth. But that spark is still there no matter what. It's still there. It may be real teeny, 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 tiny, but it's there. Because if it wasn't there, you wouldn't still be breathing. Because it's your life. It's your breath. That spark is there. As long as you are living and breathing, it's there. So you may feel disconnected. Just reconnect. You may feel lost and confused. Seek. Seek, and ye shall find. Ask the right questions. I used to ask all kinds of questions. Wasn't getting no answers. And then somebody said, well, you're not asking the right questions. I said, well, what's the right question? And then they said, you know when you ask it. I was mad. Like, what kind of answer is that? I don't know when I ask it. I understand what it means now. Because when I ask the right question, I know I ask the right question. Get the answers right away. Them answers be flowing in. I'll get the answer that same day or the very next morning. So I know when I ask the right question. So if you ask a question and it's like no answer's coming, change that question. Change it. Say it a different way. You have to ask the right questions. I mean, that used to really frustrate me. You know, well, what's the right question? You know it when you ask it. Yeah, okay, whatever that means. Well, I know what it means now. You should find out yourself if you don't know. But it's a journey. A journey back to God. Journey back to the source of all creation. It's a journey. Man, like I said, I could write hundreds of books about my journey. Hundreds of books. I searched and I searched and I searched everywhere. But like they say, the answers you seek are already within you. You already know the answer. So whatever questions you have, whatever you're seeking to know, it's already within you. And who is within you? The light of God. Your creator is within you. The one who has all the answers. All the answers. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end this early. I had no idea how long it was going to take. I just threw a time on there. But I just want to go ahead and close. And I thank you for listening to my transformation. And if you feel that you are lower than low or are unworthy of salvation and whatever you're feeling that's holding you back, don't feel that way. Because God loves you and God's arms are wide open waiting for you to come back to him. And he gives you the key to him. And the key to him is his only begotten son, Jesus. That is the key to the Father, Jesus, his only begotten Son. God bless.